This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is plenty to celebrate in terms of conservative victories, regardless of what happens in finally sorting out the presidential race. One of those conservative victories was in the state of California, not known for a lot of conservative victories recently, but this was a victory for conservatives, for common sense, for decency, a victory to scrap that entire idea that people should be judged by different standards depending on their skin color or their racial background. We will talk about the defeat, and it was by a big margin, of what was called Proposition 16, which would have permitted the state again to discriminate, basically. We'll talk about that and much more with a very special guest, Lonnie Chen. Dr. Lonnie Chen is an attorney, a political consultant. He is a senior fellow at Hoover Institution. He is a prolific author and commentator, and we're very lucky to have him. Lonnie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, the Fox News and CNN and a number of other press sources have now awarded the state of Michigan to Vice President Biden, and it does appear very, very likely that the final count in the state of Michigan will show Biden on board. That leaves him just 6 votes away from the 270. The vote count right now, according to Fox, is 264 for Biden, 214 for President Trump. The 6 more electoral votes that are needed would apparently come from Nevada, which is a state which has sort of temporarily interrupted vote counting, and we'll see what goes on there. What do you think? Where do we stand right now in this election? Are we close to a resolution, do you think?
Well, I think we're a lot closer than we were this morning. I think we're close, albeit for, as you noted, I think Nevada will play a key role. Vice President Biden's clinging to an 8,000-vote lead out of about a little over a million votes cast. So very, very close. The state of Arizona continues to be interesting, even though a number of media organizations have called the race for Vice President Biden. There still is some debate, given the amount of vote that's still out, whether, in fact, that is a done deal. But, you know, we are at a point now where, particularly with Michigan and Wisconsin being awarded to Biden, the number of pathways for President Trump is diminishing and diminishing quickly. So, you know, I would like to say we'll know more, you know, in the next couple hours, but I think in reality we're talking about probably another day at least, and when Nevada gives us some more certainty, you know, that will certainly move the conversation forward. But this, Michael, boy, I don't know how closely you were following last night or how long you were following for, but this was quite an evening we just went through.
I know I was following last night all the way, and it was fairly extraordinary. Now, in one of your many, many, many qualifications, you're also a distinguished attorney. President Trump basically was arguing last night for stopping the counting and saying he was going to go to the Supreme Court. Do you see a plausible cause for action or a way to get the Supreme Court to basically overrule what is going on with the election right now?
I don't think stopping the counting is the argument that they want to be making. I mean, I think in some ways it works against President Trump's interests because he certainly wants the count to continue in places like Arizona and Nevada where he is closing the gap. And you can't really apply the same principle differently across different states. What I would say is that to the extent that there are disputes over whether, in fact, ballots were cast legitimately, in other words, whether a ballot, an absentee ballot, a vote-by-mail ballot, for example, bear the proper markings of a legally and properly cast absentee ballot. That is a standard legal question that I think any good campaign that's in a close race should question, and they should look to make sure that the local authority has counted the ballots properly to ensure that those that are coming in are indeed legally cast and bear the imprimatur of a properly cast ballot. That element of the legal challenge I fully understand and believe is important. There's been some conversation about the legal recourse the Trump team has for a recount in the state of Wisconsin. That is also something that they are entitled to. Wisconsin law allows them to have a recount requested if the final finish is within a certain number of percentage points, and clearly the Wisconsin vote is close enough that Trump could ask for that. I think the question now, Michael, is this. Given the map that Trump has in front of him, how many legal challenges could he mount that would actually make a difference to the final outcome of the election? And this has been the point I've made all along, which is, yes, we can talk about legal challenges. Yes, we can talk about these issues. But how many of these challenges are going to be determinative in terms of the result of the election? And I continue to believe that we're going to have more certainty rather than less, regardless of the legal challenges involved.
Meaning that the legal challenges may not be necessary or even an appropriate investment of time and energy and credibility.
Yeah, I mean, look, particularly if, the counting continues in Pennsylvania, and let's say Pennsylvania ends up trending for Biden in the same way that Michigan and Wisconsin, the other two Midwestern states, trended for Biden, then you're talking about Pennsylvania. You know, he's got a question or contest the results in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, possibly Georgia, which is still out there. And he's got to run the table on all of those legal challenges, and then those legal challenges have to change the vote totals such that they are outside the margins in each of those states. I think the combination of all those factors seems unlikely to me. But, you know, let's see. Let's see how this plays out. And obviously, I would say this about the Biden team or the Trump team. Either team should be able to exercise whatever legal relief is available to them that is reasonable given the circumstances. And, you know, we'll see where it goes.
All right. You actually, and I still credit you, and I know what a great job you did as policy director for Mitt Romney in his presidential campaign in 2012. I think it's interesting that Joe Biden appears to be racking up almost exactly the same percentage of the popular vote that Barack Obama did in beating Mitt Romney. With all of that, why do you think it is that this was generally such an unexpectedly good night for Republicans up and down the ballot, but in terms of popular vote and electoral vote, President Trump appears to be a little bit behind? What do you think would account for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of it is the distribution of where these votes are. So, you know, Republicans made inroads in states where, President Trump lost the popular vote quite significantly. So you look at, you know, in the state of New York, in the state of California, there are actually a couple of congressional districts and races that Republicans were not thought to be competitive in that they may end up winning, actually.
Yeah.
And so while it doesn't impact the final result of a popular vote because, you know, California may go overwhelmingly or will go overwhelmingly for Biden anyway, there were a couple races here where Republicans are doing quite well. I'll mention one other thing, Michael, which I think is going on, is I think there's some ticket splitting going on as well, where people may have voted for Biden at the top of the ticket, but they wanted a Republican down ticket, because they believe that it's important for a Republican to be a check on Joe Biden and the progressive coalition.
Well, that's clearly the case in Michigan, where John James is still running ahead. And the state itself has been awarded to Joe Biden already. Lan He Chen, always a pleasure. And keep the faith, and let's hope we all get through this in good spirits and with what's good for the country. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things to celebrate, and every American can celebrate it, is this incredible turnout that participated in the election yesterday. And by the way, one of the reasons that we're having some of these challenges with vote counting is simply because so many people voted. And it's unprecedented. I mean, it's a gigantic explosion. I looked something up. which is that between 2016 and today, 2020, the population of the United States has gone up by about 8 million. In other words, there are 8 million new Americans. That includes new immigrants. It includes newborn people. I mean, I have a whole passel of grandchildren, thank God, three of them, who were born between 2016 and 2020. And, okay, it's a growth of 8 million people. The growth in the electorate was 23 million. So there are 15 million people that can't possibly be accounted for by population growth, and certainly those newborns aren't voting anytime soon either. So really, you just have a flood of people who came out to vote. Who were they? And when you start looking at the exit polls, and the first big exit poll that I think is authoritative is from Edison Research and the National Election Pool, and they did this exit poll the right way. They talked to some people who had cast mail-in ballots. They contacted them on the phone. They approached people leaving polling places. And they ended up speaking to 15,590 people. So it's a pretty good poll. And the poll is full of good news for conservatives and Republicans. I'm not kidding you. It's really very dramatic. For instance, one of the things that the Trump campaign had been saying, and everybody should acknowledge those who poo-pooed it, the Trump campaign was right about this. They got this right. They kept saying, we are going to make big inroads in the black community. And I know that there was a certain amount of skepticism about that, to say the least. There was actually a good deal of derision about that. But black voters represented almost exactly their percentage of the population. So it was a historically large turnout for blacks, for whites, for everybody. People came to the polls. They cared about this election. And 12% of the people who voted yesterday and in the days before with the early voting, 12% were black. And that 12% actually delivered 12% of its vote to Donald Trump. You may say, oh, big deal. It is a big deal. Going up from 8%, which is what he won against Hillary Clinton, to 12% is easily more than a million votes. It's an increase of 8% to 12%. It's an increase of a full third. And that's huge. Among Latinos who, for the first time, I believe, in a presidential election, Latinos were more numerous in the among voters than blacks. They were 13% of the people who voted yesterday. And Trump got a full third of the Latino vote. And by the way, it wasn't just the Cubans in Florida. His strength among Cubans, where he apparently may have even won a majority of Cuban voters. They targeted Hispanic voters in Florida in particular, and they did very, very well with that group. But for President Trump to get 32% of the Latino vote is a huge increase from the estimated 27% he got last time. And again, we're talking about several million votes here. This is a big difference. And in terms of another group that I know something about, there's a new release from the Republican Jewish Coalition, and it's based upon an analysis of exit polling about Jewish voters. And President Trump apparently won 31% of the Jewish vote, up from the 24% he received in 2016. Do you think this may have been borne some connection to all of the truly positive things that President Trump did for the state of Israel? Of course it does. Is that the only issue for Jewish voters? No. If Israel were the only issue for Jewish voters, the only one, there'd be 95% support for President Trump, because he has been an extremely positive president for the state of Israel. But look, and you may say, okay, Trump won 30.5% of the Jewish vote, up from 24%. This was very important in Florida. And in fact, in the state of Florida, where Jewish voters tend to be older, President Trump won 43% of the Jewish vote in Florida. That's a historic high, according to polls released by the New York Times and Associated Press. And yeah, Jewish voters are a big factor in Florida. And it helped President Trump clinch that state. So whatever the final results of the election, for anyone to say that the Republican Party or the conservative brand is dead has an awful lot of life in it. Not only the gains in congressional races and the election of some terrific new members of Congress, not only the surprise victories in senatorial races all across the country, but when you break this down, there's even one of the things that they ask in the exit polls is, are you gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered? And believe it or not, 7% of voters said, yep, we're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered. And among those folks, 28% voted for Donald Trump. Now, is it a majority? No, but it shows that you're building a larger coalition. So the question is, with all of these increases, what happened to Trump? Why did he not win the popular vote? Why did he not win, apparently, the Electoral College vote? Though that remains to be seen. I know there's still votes being counted. But part of it is evangelical Christians. 27% of all voters in this election said, yes, I'm a white, born-again Christian or evangelical Christian. 27% of all voters, they went for Trump 76-23. But that's a little bit below where he was when he ran the first time. We got 82% of the evangelical vote. And then again, he also, among non-college educated white people who you hear, that's Trump's base, Biden was much more competitive than Hillary Clinton. And that's part of what happened. How did this election divide families? And how do you bring those families together? A fairly harrowing tale coming up on The Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrat Joe Biden wins Wisconsin, a state that helped President Trump prevail in the Electoral College 4 years ago. Wisconsin has 10 electoral votes. The president asking for a recount as it is within a margin of error. As votes continue to be counted in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf says Pennsylvania's final vote count in the general election may not come today, but he will do everything in his power to make sure every vote is counted.
You know, the promise of democracy is that every vote counts, and that has been the promise of democracy since 1787. It's still the promise of democracy, and I intend here in Pennsylvania to make sure we keep that promise.
The Trump campaign is suing to stop counting votes in Michigan, saying they haven't been given meaningful access to numerous counting locations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talking before about President Trump's record of helping the state of Israel, and he's been extraordinary in that regard, recognizing sovereignty over the Golan and moving the embassy and the peace agreements, which have been significant and will count, I believe, as one of the significant achievements for President Trump. But one of the things that you can actually take advantage of in terms of the improved business climate in Israel involving cooperation with the new Partners for Peace in the Arab World from Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates and more is Our Crowd. You can go to Our Crowd directly, find out information about how you can invest, even as an ordinary person, not somebody with great wealth or great resources. You can find that out by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for Our Crowd, and participating in some of this high-tech revolution that has transformed the Middle East for the better and has actually helped to start a series of companies in the United States as well. Check it out. Absolutely free, no obligation. Check out the information from Our Crowd. In terms of the exit polling that we're talking about, one of the things that is striking is how, if you go back to 2004, and I say go back to 2004, that was the last time a Republican president was running for re-election. His name was George W. Bush, and he won that race. He got about, he got almost exactly the same percentage in the popular vote as Joe Biden is getting in this race. But in any event, the electorate was different, and the electorate was predominantly moderate then, and it's a little bit less so today. And what has really grown in the electorate is not the conservative side, it's the liberal side. That's gone up from 17% to 24% of voters. But George W. Bush got 42% of the moderate vote, and together with the conservative vote, which has always been bigger than the liberal vote, that put together a victory for him. In this last election, President Trump got 33% of the moderate vote. And when you talk about the desire for the country to come together, I think the idea of moderation is a key element. There's a story from Reuters that leads, "You Are No Longer My Mother, A Divided America Will Struggle to Heal After the Trump Era." And it tells a story of a lifelong Democrat named Myra Gomez, who told her 21-year-old son 5 months ago that she was planning to vote for Donald Trump in the election. She obviously was part of that notable, not overwhelming, but notable move of some Hispanic voters to support President Trump. So how did her 21-year-old son react when she told him months ago that she was planning to vote for President Trump in the election? He cut her out of his life. And it's a very sad thing. Wouldn't talk to her, wouldn't see her, wanted nothing to do with her. It was as if she had committed some unalterable sin. And this is madness. I am virtually certain that almost everybody who is listening to me right now has friends and family members and people who are dear to you who have different politics. There may be people who are dear to you who disagree strongly about President Trump, either because they like him a whole lot more than you do, or because they despise him a whole lot more than you do. And look, the important thing for the country is to recognize that, as Jefferson said in his first inaugural, we have called by different names brothers of the same principle. And that they're honestly, if you look at the things that people disagree about, like how to fix the high cost of medical care, that's a big disagreement, I understand. But for goodness sake, moderating, figuring out how you can actually work together on fixing some of the stuff that is problematic in America. And by the way, I do think we have problems in the way that we run our elections. This presidential campaign has gone on too long, and when it goes on so long and people end up giving 2 years of their lives, when you end up spending this gigantic amount of money on this election, then of course it becomes heartbreaking if you lose, whatever race you're involved in. And that's why I would take some consolation for people who may be deeply, deeply, deeply distressed by the apparent outcome of this election. It's not over yet, but it looks like it's leaning in that direction. Because there was enough in this election that took place yesterday that it ought to please everybody. It's very important that the Republicans have apparently, pending the runoffs in Georgia, kept control of the U.S. Senate. That means that a lot of stuff people were really worried about, and I was too, like court packing, that won't happen if Mitch McConnell is still majority leader. They can't do it, even if they wanted to. They won't be able to get it through a Republican Senate. Mitch McConnell will never schedule it. It's dead. And the idea of killing the filibuster? No, I don't think Mitch McConnell will do that either. So this is a very, very important victory for American institutions. And the idea that we are not going to have wrenching, radical change because we have a divided government, it's one of the reasons Wall Street went up so strongly today. Divided government may be what the people want. It may even be part of what the country needed. That remains to be seen, of course, and there is lots to figure out. The other thing that is very striking when you look at the exit poll numbers, and no, I'm not going to do any more numbers, but just to tell you that there was an increase, not a decrease as many people expected, an increase in the number of people who showed up who said, I'm a Republican. Democrats were slightly more, 37% as opposed to 35%. And among Republicans and among Democrats, people voted pretty much as you'd expect, with very high percentages on that side. Some of the polling beforehand that showed large numbers of people abandoning the Republican Party, not true, didn't happen. And that, it seems to me, is worth noting as well. When we come back, there is actually something I find particularly satisfying in hearing some of the more intelligent and more balanced liberal voices in the media who were giving some credit, yes, really credit, to President Trump and to the Republicans on the ballot for enjoying some successes last night, which they manifestly did. We will get to that. And also, a really interesting tweet of the day, and some of the over-the-top attacks last night, because they came, too, in the election coverage. That and more coming up on The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. Andrew Sullivan, who's been a guest on this show, is an interesting writer. He is wrong, I think, on a lot of issues where I disagree with him. But every once in a while, he says something that I think is uncannily on target. And that would be our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And this is a tweet I think you can send out without a warning. Andrew Sullivan tweeted, in 4 years, I never changed my mind about Trump's unfitness for office, but I found the left's relentless identity politics increasingly repellent. I wasn't alone. I think that's correct. And I think a lot of what you saw in votes, particularly in races where Trump's name wasn't in that race, increasingly in places like Maine, for goodness sake. That's how great Senator Susan Collins won her unexpected and upset re-election fight. And good for her. The example of this kind of repellent identity politics, well, there's an example like that on MSNBC. Last night, Joy Reid was one of those people commenting about President Trump's remarks when he gave his big speech, basically asking for a cutting off the counting of votes. Nothing really has been done about that. The votes are continuing to be counted, and we'll have a resolution at some point. But Joy Reid had this to say about why Trump wanted to go to the Supreme Court. Listen.
If somehow they managed to stumble into the Supreme Court, did any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow the letter of the law? No. I mean, it is a completely politicized Supreme Court that you can't just trust that they're going to do the right thing. Now, so far, the courts have actually been pretty good. So we'll see.
Okay, it's outrageous. First of all, Uncle Clarence, why is she referring to Justice Thomas that way? To try to imply that he's an Uncle Tom? Could that be part of what Joy Reid intended? Of course it is. And what's so ridiculous about this is, regardless of how you feel, if you're liberal or conservative or moderate or radical or anything like that, the people on the Supreme Court And this includes the people on the left in the Supreme Court, Justice Sotomayor and Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan, as well as the six conservatives, are people of integrity and honor. And the idea that they would somehow kowtow to try to install a Republican president, that was not what happened in Bush v. Gore. Because, for instance, Justice Breyer voted with his more conservative colleagues on a number of the key points in that case. And it was that case that resolved a real electoral dilemma where things were about as close to a tie as you can get in an American election. Last night, one of the things that was encouraging was David Axelrod on CNN, about 1 a.m, actually gave some credit, David Axelrod being the one-time political manager for Barack Obama, chief strategist, Axelrod gave some credit to the achievement of Republicans in the election yesterday. Listen.
Just have to say, you know, the president and his folks said that they were going to bring out this big turnout. They did bring out this big turnout. They deserve credit for knowing what they were doing. The president currently has 60 million votes. There's still more than 20% to be counted. He only got 63 million 4 years ago. So he's going to add to his total in a really significant way.
He is. And Joe Biden's adding onto Hillary Clinton's totals in a similarly significant way. The increase, because there's so many new voters. There's so many people who came out. And again, it should be encouraging to all Americans because there were people of every race. They were people of every economic status. And when you actually look at the exit polling and you look at the results, I don't think America is quite as polarized as we thought. And that should be the reassuring message. Gerald Seib writes, whoever prevails, a nation divided remains. And I'm eager to speak with him about it because Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal, in his commentary on the election, which we just finished, he says the most bitter presidential campaign in memory, conducted against the backdrop of a pandemic and a summer of racial reckoning, seems not to have altered the fundamental contours of the American body politic. There have been changes in the margins, to be sure, but the massive turnout seen in this year's voting seems to have only confirmed with greater intensity how deep the divide runs. And he says, at its heart, the race wasn't about issues, because if you think about it, was there a significant debate about rival plans for fixing health care or for rival tax plans? I mean, there was certainly some debate about the fairly detailed, somewhat alarming plans that were laid out in the Democratic platform, but there wasn't even a Republican platform this time. And I think Jerry Seib is right. What he says is, he says, at its heart, the 2020 race was more about cultural issues and attitudes. Should this country worry more about public health or economic health? Should a summer of social unrest leave Americans worrying more about systemic racism or a breakdown of law and order? Is the country's growing diversity a strength to relish or a hurdle to overcome? At first blush, it doesn't appear the election showed a consensus emerged on any of those questions. Instead, the debate over all of them seems destined to carry on. I've got the solution to the debate. All of the above. We should be concerned on all of those points in every direction. And if you want to take a break from some of the concerns, a lot of people love the movies. There are two of them. Frozen. There's now a prequel of sorts that gives you an origin story. It's called, and you can guess which character in Frozen it's about, Once Upon a Snowman. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The two Frozen films are among the most successful animated features of all time. So now Disney is back with an animated short that tells the origin story of Olaf the Snowman. It runs less than 10 minutes, and it's called Once Upon a Snowman over at Disney Plus.
I'm having a bit of a crisis of identity, I think.
That's the voice of Josh Gad, of course, who wanders around the snowy wastes in the mountains of Arendelle, comes apart, and comes together while searching for some deeper meaning of his icy existence. For Deep Dish Frozen fans, this supposedly helps to fill up some holes in the previous full-length films, but for the uninitiated, nothing much happens here, and the only satisfactions involve the predictably gorgeous animation. It's rated TVG, and its very brief runtime earns a 2-star rating.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And on the Michael Medved Show tomorrow, we will bring you all of the latest developments, and there are sure to be more developments. I don't know that we will have a resolution of the presidential race, but a bunch of the senatorial races that are still out should be definitively settled. And we should be closer to seeing the contours of where we go between now and the time that the Electoral College is actually due to convene. That's in December. We will get to that and to much more next time. We'll also take a look at a surprising election in Portland. And I'll tell you why it's surprising. Is somebody who's gotten a lot of criticism from every thoughtful conservative is Ted Wheeler, the ultra-liberal mayor of Portland. He won re-election last night. And you know what? It's a good thing. You know why? He was running against a candidate who was openly supportive of Antifa. What's gone so wrong with Portland? We'll consider that and the latest developments next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.